I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Ian is now a tropical storm and on a path to Georgia and South Carolina. The storm made landfall in Florida Wednesday as a Category 4 hurricane with 150-mile-per-hour winds, causing widespread flooding and power outages. An estimated 2.5 people remain without power in Florida this morning from one of the strongest storms to ever hit the U.S. Hundreds of electric utility crews are headed to the Sunshine State to help restore power. Some 700 employees of Alabama Power are staging in Georgia to be able to help, and more than 100 employees of utilities along the Mississippi coast are joining that effort. A critical fire danger continues for lower Alabama and northwest Florida. Firefighters in Baldwin County stayed busy yesterday off County Road 32. The fire started as a vehicle fire. Not long after it was put out, the winds kicked back up and reignited the blaze. It quickly spread, eventually consuming about 40 acres. Conditions are not expected to improve over the next couple of days, and firefighters remain on alert. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.